Hello, Telly Tuner.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back me. I wasn't here last week.
Megan wasn't here.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you guys too. I listened. It's so fun to listen. That's why everyone should listen to our show, because it's so fun to listen. And I got to witness that. Sorry, I just realized. Oh, it's not even on. What am I doing?
We had a very fun episode last week. This week we have a very fun episode again. Mm-hmm. Two animated shows in a row.
Yeah, that's the first time in history that's ever happened for us.
Actually?
I actually don't know.
We'll write it in your history books. Today we are doing Barbie Life in the Dream House.
Hey, hey!
Life in the Dream House. That was amazing.
It was so good. We should just stop playing songs on the show and start singing all of the songs.
We should. We should just...
So I thought of this song and it's called... That was so silly.
That would be so silly. If you do not know Barbie Life in the Dream House, it is an animated show that is basically the story of Barbie herself living in a dream house in Malibu. Which we will get into more after this first song.
This first song is Perfect Day by Hoku.
Sun's up, it's a little after 12. Make breakfast for myself. Leave the work for someone else. People say, they say that it's just a phase. They tell me to act my age. Well, I am. On this perfect day, nothing's standing in my way. On this perfect day, when nothing can go wrong. It's the perfect day. Tomorrow's gonna come too soon. I could stay forever as I am. On this perfect day. Sun's down, a little after 10.
That was Perfect Day by
Hoku.
Hoku?
Hoku?
Hookah?
No. No.
sorry.
So Barbie Life in the Dream House is a... Well, did you want to say... Did you have something prepared?
For,
not oh, okay.
entirely, but yeah, Barbie Life in the Dream House is a animated show. It's kind of a sitcom, I would say. It kind of mirrors the sitcom style. Mm-hmm. The episodes are really short. They're like 10-minute episodes-ish.
And they put like a few in each. Like if you click yeah. on Netflix, like on an episode on Netflix, yeah. it like plays a few, you can't see my quotes, but air quotes, episodes in one episode.
Yeah, because I feel like they'll put them together to be like a 30-minute episode, but it'll be like back-to-back. Like,
yeah.
Three. So it follows Barbie, and it's... In the show, Barbie is a doll. Like, she is plastic.
They're all plastic, and they live, like, in a world of plastic.
And it's just so... It is so cute. And so we have Barbie, we have Ken, her boyfriend, and then we have her two best friends.
Well, she has multiple best friends. There's Midge, Teresa, yes. Nikki, Summer.
Oh, my goodness.
And then their friend, Raquel.
Raquel, who is kind of, like, her enemy. But the funny thing is like, Raquel has this... kind of one-sided beef with Barbie,
and Barbie has no idea.
Barbie's just like, everything's great, because Raquel is very weirdly competitive and jealous with Barbie, and Raquel's boyfriend Ryan.
No, her brother.
Oh,
yeah.
I misspoke.
It was like Diego and Dora when yeah. I was younger. I thought they were dating, but I found out they were cousins.
Wow, yeah. You actually just blew my mind. Sorry. Yeah.
It's her Raquel brother. And Ryan are brother and sister, and Raquel is in love with Ken, and Ryan's in love with Barbie.
Yes.
So it's
my
like,
brain thought you said that backwards, and I was like, wow, that was really progressive.
So Raquel's in love with Barbie. That being progressive. But yeah. So
her
sisters, that's yes, what we were talking about yes. too. Her sisters are named there's Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea. I actually have a song for Skipper, but we'll play that later.
Yes.
But this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
What is with us right now? There's like a bunch of people in like the yes. In the comment space. I'm gonna face the microphone and I'll give you 3 seconds. I wonder if you can hear them. Text me if you could hear that.
It's also I think it's midterms season.
Yeah.
It's getting like my brain I think is just dead. It's fried. So I apologize, but this song is my kind of Ken and Barbie song. So if you've seen the Barbie movie that came out with Margot Robbie, it basically, Ken is kind of like the villain of the movie. Barbie's not really like into him, and it's kind of this whole thing of like Barbie's supposed to be into Ken, but she's really not. He's kind of just like an accessory. In the show, Barbie and Ken... like really do like love each
They're
other.
They're so in love, and they celebrate and every anniversary. Like the first time they looked at each other, the first time they held hands, their first date, the first time he gave her a charm bracelet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
It was very cute. And Ken is very obsessed with Barbie. Like very, like he's just like does everything for her, takes care of her.
He'll like show up at her house and be like, my Barbie senses were tingling. What's wrong? And it's like, oh.
It's really cute. So this is a kind of love song that I have, kind of from the perspective.
Oh, Andre said you cannot hear the people out there. Okay, that's good.
Thank you, Andre. So this is from the perspective of kind of like Barbie. Yeah, like kind of like cute, innocent boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. So this is My Dude by Litany.
Name on MSN with a red love heart.
could be your girlfriend. I really like you, and if you like me too, I could be your girlfriend.
That was My Dude by Litany. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Teletoons on WRUX Internet Radio. This is our Barbie Life in the Dream House episode.
Yes. Which character is your favorite and which character do you think you are?
Raquel is my favorite.
Ariel.
I know I totally got it wrong earlier getting him confused, but I actually really relate to Ryan because I think he's really funny. Like,
because
he's kind of emo. Like, he has, like, a little, like, of that style.
Like, a leather jacket.
Black
hair. Black bangs.
And he's very dramatic. He's a drama queen. So,
that's real. He, like, is in love with Barbie, and he's so into himself. Like, he'll just, like, look at his mirror all the time.
Yeah.
I love him. He's so silly.
Which one are you, and which one do you think you are?
My favorite has always been Skipper, and I think I'm Skipper.
That's because,
like,
so real.
The second oldest, like, the second born basically, and she was like the bad one of the family, and like she had like the stripe in her hair, and like I worshiped the ground she walked on.
No, wait,
she was
making me want to change mine
to her.
Yeah, I want to be Skipper. Can I be Skipper?
Yeah,
too?
You can be Skipper too.
Okay, cool.
My favorite character is probably Ben. Oh no, Ken. Oh my god. Oh, what the heck. I was like, who's Ben?
And I was like, you just got Ken and Barbie, like
Ken and Barbie together, their baby. But I love Ken because I would always go back and like look at, I would like go back and watch this clip of him. I love when Ken gets excited because he makes this like really loud squealing noise where he goes ee! And it
he's
sounds
so cute,
so funny. And there's like this one episode where Barbie gets a dog. Or she has a dog. She's always had a dog. Mm-hmm. But then she gets puppies, like a bunch of puppies. And Ken sees all the puppies and he goes, ee! And then passes out. And it's so cute. And I love him. He's so funny. But he's my favorite character. I've always loved the Ken type.
Yeah.
So men, that's why I'm like,
worship their women.
I love it.
I like Barbie Life in the Dream House Ken way more than Barbie movie.
Me too. Ken. Barbie movie Ken, like Ryan Gosling, hello. But like,
what was that noise you made?
Wow.
But I don't know if you guys know what that noise was because you couldn't see the motions, but she was like fanning herself and doing like a wooga, like eyes.
I love Ryan Gosling. Also, yeah, we don't. My uncle said that we need a sound machine. Shout out Uncle Paul. What's up? Hey, I'll just be the sound machine, actually. But yeah, so I love Ken. He's my favorite.
We love Ken.
But I also love
Teresa. Speaking of Ken.
Speaking of Ken, this next song that I picked is for Ken because he just loves like Barbie so much. And it's just a cute little lovey song. It's My Baby Loves Lovin' by The White Plains.
Knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love. she came my way, and she smiled at me as if to say, your baby loves love, your baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
That was My Baby Loves Lovin'
by White Plains.
Yes.
Yep. Sorry, I was like, my head's like in front of me.
That was a Megan pick, and that was her Ken song. And kind of moving on from Ken to talking about Barbie, we both picked different artists that we were like, this artist is Barbie.
I think it's so interesting because we both like, I like that we both had that idea, and like, mm-hmm. I see it from your like, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, because I think most people would say her as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, go on.
Yeah. Well, what I've actually seen is like that there's this trio of popular artists, mm-hmm. and I've seen them like divided into like different things. I've seen people say like Taylor Swift is Barbie, Sabrina Carpenter is Polly Pocket, and then say that like Chappell Roan is a Bratz doll.
Oh, real? Wait, who was the first one?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah.
But me personally, I feel like if I had to give, say, one artist was Barbie, I would say it's Sabrina Carpenter. So I picked a song by her, and I picked one.
We're not allowed to do top 40, so like.
I picked one from Emails I Can't Send because I thought that album is a little like lesser known. And I also was trying to like think of like what one is the most Barbie. And if you know Barbie, she has this like pink car. She loves to drive in her car with her friends. And I thought this song was kind of upbeat and fun. So this is Fast Times by Sabrina Carpenter.
Sun's up too soon like daylight savings. Mixed emotions are congregating. Picturing us in all these places. Ahead of myself and understatement. Sky looks sober but I can taste it. Yeah. faded, but you speak in such a perfect cadence. Tiptoeing past so many stages, but what the fuck is patience?
That was Fast Times by Sabrina Carpenter. I really like that song. It's very fast-paced. Maybe not her most Barbie song, but...
It's a cute one of, like, driving in the car with my friends.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And yeah, you picked your Barbie song.
This is my Barbie song because I think Barbie is Chapel Roan. Because, and this is why I say this. First of all, her voice just kind of gives. Like, when she does her, like, high-pitched voice and stuff, when she's like, yay! I'm like, I think that she sounds like Barbie.
I see it.
Yeah, so that's especially why I picked this song, because I feel like this is, like, the one where she's the most sounding kind of like Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
But I just also think, like, the way that she transforms herself and, like, from show to show and performance to performance, I'm like, that's so Barbie.
That's
like,
so real.
Barbie, like, even in the show, it's like, Barbie's aware of what Barbie is in mm-hmm. Barbie Life in the Dream House. Because, like,
yes.
She goes through her closet and it's like...
She has, like, an astronaut suit. She has, like,
She's like, well, I did work 37 years as a flight attendant. And everyone's like, how old are you? And she's like... I don't know. And that's kind of what I think. Like, she just has all these different things. And her, like, her closet is literally, like, acres and acres of clothes.
Yeah.
So.
Because Barbie can be anything.
So exactly.
She's been everything.
Exactly. And that's why I think Chapel Roan, like, she can be everything and anything. Like, she could make, like, she was, like, a bug for SNL one time. I'm like, that's awesome.
I love her.
Awesome. And she's super, like, you know. She's super A-list right now.
Yeah.
And she's really having her peak right now.
She's so Barbie girl.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, she's so Barbie. But so this is Feminine Phenomenon by Chapel Roan.
Same old story time again. Got so close, but then should have listened to your friends about his girlfriend back in Boston. You sent him pictures and playlists and phone sex. He disappeared from the second that you said, let's get coffee, let's meet up. I'm so sick of online love, and I don't understand why can't it.
Can you play a song with a fucking beat?
So let's say it's working out. You pretend to love his mother, lying to your friends about. You're a goddamn good lover.
Dude, can you play a song with a fucking beat?
Hit it like rum, 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 rum. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon. Hit it like rum, rum, rum. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon.
Ladies, you know what I mean. And you know what you need. And so does he. But does it happen?
No.
But does it happen? Well, what we really need is a
feminine-omenon.
A what?
A feminine-omenon.
Hit it like rum pom pa pom. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine-omenon. Hit it like rum pom pa pom. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on.
Did you hear me? Play the fucking beat!
That was Feminine Omenon by Chapel Row.
Oh my god. When we come to the end of the songs, we're kind of like, oh, it's time. And we were both not paying attention right there. We're both so checked out today. Forgive us. But yeah, so I just freaked out and I accidentally scared Chloe.
That was really funny.
Mabby.
I wish you would have, you guys could have heard the noise that she made.
A little something like, oh, but whatever. Eh.
Yeah, that was Feminine by Chapel Run.
Which we don't actually know what that song's about, so we're just not going to talk about it. This next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes, so this song is my song for Raquel. So Raquel is the one that we talked about earlier. She has really cool style. She has, like, black hair, this cool, like, leopard print jacket, and she is always, like, beefing with Barbie. She has this, like, secret little competition in her head of, like, if Barbie's doing something, she has to do it better. If, like, Barbie's the center of attention, she wants to be the center of attention. If it's Barbie's birthday, she wants to make it about her. Like, it's, she's just very self-centered, but also we love her because she's kind of a diva, and I think she's a queen. So but also I thought this song kind of, like, was her vibe, but also there is, like, the thing with Barbie of, like, Barbie is whatever you can be when you grow up. So I thought it was kind of had multiple meanings. So this is When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls.
What's going you sexy?
What's up, sexy?
And you don't care what they say. Say every time I turn and I'm saying your name. What's going you sexy?
What's up, sexy?
And you don't care what they say. Say every time I turn and I'm
saying the ball, no.
Don't you?
Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. I promised myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be nameless. Wanna know what your name is. Cause see, when I was younger, I would say,
when I grow up, I wanna be famous. I wanna be a star. I wanna be a movie. When I grow up, I wanna see the world.
Just like
That was When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls. If you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clow, our Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse episode on WIOX B-Side Internet Radio.
Yes. What is... So, okay. There, along with Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse, there are a bunch of Barbie movies. Yes. Like Barbie animated movies. The new one, Barbie, you know. There's that, but there's so many more. Yes. I want to know what your favorite is.
Okay. My favorite would probably be Barbie Mermaidia.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that the one where she's like a fairy and then turns into a mermaid?
Yeah. So
yes.
There is like
that's my, one of my favorites.
It's like a trilogy because it's Barbie Fairytopia, Barbie Mermaidia, and then there's one other fairy one. It's like Barbie Fairytopia Rainbow something.
I've never seen that one.
I can't believe I'm forgetting the name right now. Forgive me. I'm going to find it. But
I didn't even know that existed.
Yes.
But I do love the Mermaidia one because I loved the blue mermaid.
Yeah.
She was my favorite.
I love Bibble.
Oh, Bibble.
He is my favorite...
like Barbie character.
Yeah.
But my favorite... Okay. I'm always so torn. I loved the Barbie Pegasus movie. I love Barbie Princess and the Pauper. I also love... Oh, I'm seeing it. Magic of the what? Is it Magic of the Rainbow?
Magic of the Rainbow. And then there's also...
Mariposa is so good.
Mariposa. And then there's Mariposa the Fairy Princess. So it's all in, like, the Fairytopia, like, world.
I love... Mariposa is one of my favorites. So I love that one so much. But... when I was younger, I loved the Barbie Pegasus one, and I had the costume, the purple
so
dress. And then I still love to this day Barbie Princess and the Pauper. I think that's the best one.
It's really good.
I think that one goes down in history as the absolute best one. But like my favorite because it has like the best songs. I love a musical Barbie movie.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite one of that.
I would say that does have the best music.
Mm-hmm.
It's like classic.
But that has the best music, but the best song is from Barbie Island Princess. It's I Need to Know.
That's I just watched that one.
I know, we talked about that.
And it made me actually, me and my roommates watched it. It was so fun. It made me actually tear up. I was sitting on the couch and I was
so
like,
good.
Why is this like making me choke up?
I love that.
It's so
that's good. Like, because that's how I feel like when I listen to, someone had posted the songs on Spotify. And so I put them on my playlist, but whatever. Now they're not on there anymore. So it's fine.
Rude.
It's fine. But this song that I picked is from Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper. And it is If You Love Me For Me. It's a little bit more mellow than our last few songs, but it's a pretty
little
song. And I love, love, love this song. So here it is.
Once alas, met a lad, you're a gentle one, said she. In my heart, I'd be glad if you loved me for me. You say your love is true, and I hope that it will be.
I'd be sure if I knew that you loved me for me.
You're seeking, will I be the one you choose? Can you tell my heart is speaking? My eyes will give you clues.
What you see may be deceiving, truth lies underneath the skin.
That was If You Love Me for Me.
I love that song. Oh my gosh, I used to this is so silly and I'm about to like really put all my cards out there. This is so vulnerable, but I'm gonna say it. Before me and Joseph were dating, when I was really crushing on him. Aww. So he plays piano. And I used to, like, dream that one day he would play me that song. And I don't actually think I told him this. So, hey, Joseph, this is why. Because I've asked him to learn how to play it. And he did. And he knows how to play it now. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Sorry, someone is
yelling out there.
But... yeah. But
yeah, that was why. I love that song. And I always have and I always will. And, yeah. Shout out Joseph.
Yeah.
But you picked a Barbie song.
I picked a song from a Barbie movie. I also wanted to talk about, I love so many of the Barbie movies. Me I also too. Love some of the newer ones that came out when I was probably like in middle school, like late elementary school. Like
Diamond Castle.
I didn't see that one.
Oh my God, Chloe.
Okay, so that's our next activity.
That's so good. Yeah, that one's so good.
I really liked Barbie Princess Charm School.
I never saw that one.
Okay, so okay, we have so to have a Barbie.
Yeah, that's
we
our
have
activity.
To have a Barbie night. But so I really also one of my favorite ones was Barbie and the Three Musketeers. And I actually have a Christmas ornament of Barbie as the Musketeer. Me and my sister have matching ones. Shout out Paige. A lot of shout outs today.
Yeah. Shout out this person. Shout out that person. We're going to shout out everyone we love.
And yeah, I like lost my train of thought. I loved Barbie and the Three Musketeers because it was like friendship and all about like girl power and girl friendship. So shout out all my friends.
Yes.
So this is All for One from Barbie and the Three Musketeers.
What are the chances that we be here today? Different girls from different worlds try to find our own way. Now we're the perfect team, sharing the same dream.
What?
That was All for One from Barbie Three Musketeers. That was kind of like the end credits song. It made me emotional listening to it. I got so nostalgic.
I just love the Barbie movies. They are, like, all of them are so nostalgic. One time me and iTurk, we were trying to find Barbie Princess and the Pauper, but we couldn't find it on, like, anything. So we just watched, like, a crappy, like, bad quality version on YouTube. That, it was so fun.
No, because, okay, there is someone who has posted all of the Barbie movies to YouTube, and, like, and it's, like, low quality, but it's also, like, are the Barbie movies actually better quality, or is that just the quality?
That is the quality of them. Joseph had reviewed one of them on Letterboxd, and he was like, this is just a great movie. And I was like, aw.
Good job, Joseph.
I was like, yeah, good. That's a win.
Redeemed
good.
Himself after his...
After his Legally Blonde one.
Boyfriend.
Canceled. If he's listening. He's canceled. No, he is.
He should know that I am, like, out for his neck, because... Is that the right
answer? Yeah, I think.
Because who rates Legally Blonde 3 stars? There's something wrong with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was wrong. That was bad, Joseph.
You don't know cinema. You don't know cinema.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Take it from the people who are in media school.
Exactly.
We know. We know media literacy. You don't.
Okay. I can't imagine giving Legally Blonde anything.
He's texting right now.
Anything less than 5 stars.
That's what I'm saying. He said, oh God. Yeah, you're getting flamed
in the Teletoon studio.
Okay, moving on. This next song is actually from a movie. I would try to find, like, the actor connections in this, but I don't think I can. This is from Freaky Friday. It's Take Me Away by Christina Vidal.
Oh,
it's me now. Okay, just listen to it.
Right, it's all the same with you. I'm too thin, too fat. You ask why, so why, so why, so why. Never ends. Do this, do that. Can't deal with that. I tune in, tune out. I've heard it all before. Hello, goodbye. Never asking me why. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. On and on.
That was Take Me Away by Christina Vidal.
Vidal? Vidal? Yeah. Meh.
We're bad at pronouncing things here at Teletoons. This next song is from the Barbie movie that just came out, the one with Margot Robbie. We had to play one of the ones from it. I already played like a Barbie driving around in her car song, but we're doing it again.
Another one!
This is Speed Drive by Charlie XCX.
On fire, who are you? I'm living my life. See you looking with that side eye. Why you so jealous? Cause I'm one of a kind. What you think about me? I don't care. I'm a classic, real default. The girls you need to know, they already know they're over there.
That was Speed Drive by Charlie XCX from the Barbie movie.
Yes, it's a good one. Now, this, well, actually, I want to go back and give context. The reason I put the Freaky Friday song was because of Skipper, because I feel like it's so her. And I feel like that last song, too, is also so her. Like, I feel like she's so Charlie XCX if she grows up.
I love Skipper.
Real.
She's so cute.
But so this next and our last song for the Teletoons Barbie Life in the Dream House episode is from Barbie in the Diamond Castle, but it's also from Aquamarine. So this is Connected by Sarah Paxton.
Every time that I breathe, I can feel the energy.
nature now flowing through you to me and me. Yeah. Walk or dream, walk or stand, you are everywhere I am. Separate souls unified, touching at the speed of
That was Connected by Sarah Paxton. And this has been Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
This has been our Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse episode and kind of overall Barbie. Honorary Barbie episode. Because we're Barbie girls
in a Barbie world. And Telly girls. Bye, Teletuners. Have a good night.
Goodbye.